Okay, so tool number two is you want to tailor your strategy or match your strategy with the STARS model. So here's what the STARS model is. This is basically just a model to help you assess what's going on in the organization, in your business, in your aspect of what you're responsible for. It's going to help you get clear on what might be needed to make an impact and have early wins and build credibility fast. So here's what the STARS model is. It's just one of those things that each letter starts with something that is a word. The S stands for startup. So some part of the organization, this is where you're in the startup mode, where you're actually trying to get things up and running, where there aren't resources happening right now. And this is where there's resource poor, time intensive, lots of energy, enthusiasm, lots of anticipation, lots of big dreams. So I'm looking at both what's happening and the emotional climate. And that will help you know that when you're in a startup mode of a particular part of an organization, you have to decide, do I want to take that on now? Because if I do, it's going to take a lot of inordinate amount of time. And that's okay to do. You just want to make sure. And by the way, all of these conditions may be in all different parts of your business. So you get to decide kind of which one you think is where. The second part of STARS is the T. That's turnaround. So turnaround is what happens when you have an organization that is failing. Everybody knows it's failing, or a part of the business that's failing. Some aspect really isn't working around. The wheels are falling off. And unless you act quickly, things will go from bad to worse. And so it's one of the few conditions where when you start your first 90 days, if you see a turnaround element in your organization or some part of it, that you got to move fast on. Almost everything else, you want to resist the urge to act fast because you need time to learn. But often a turnaround, what you're dealing with is despair. And the only way you can get despair turned around, which is really critical, that morale loss, is to get in and act quickly. Often it means replacing staff quickly or moving changes quickly, but people will thank you for it. If you delay too long, people will be immensely frustrated. So that's turnaround. The next one is accelerated growth. So in accelerated growth, what you're dealing with there is actually an organization that's growing rapidly, that continues to expand. And this is marked by a lot of excitement, but also a lot of stress, because people are limited in their bandwidth. They're stretched way beyond their capacity and their means, and you're probably having to staff up really quickly. So the accelerated growth is really, you're trying to, you know, get out in front of where the puck is headed instead of going to where the puck was. And it's hard to do. But it's also really good news. So you're kind of, everybody's going fast, gunning hard, full of excitement, but you got to move really quick. You got a lot to do in a short period of time. The next letter is R, which is realignment. Now, realignment's interesting. Realignment is definitely one where you want to take it slow. Realignment is this. When an organization is doing pretty well, all the indicators are fine right now, but you can see in the future, the stuff they're doing now is at risk. They're not positioned well for some competitive advantage. There may be a market shift coming. There may be some new technology that's coming that could disrupt everything. Realignment is a time where you're dealing with the dominant emotion of denial, where people aren't aware of what's really going on. And so your work is to have enrollment conversations where you stage the ascent. You remember that video we talked about in one of the modules? You stage the ascent, where you're trying to get people to build their awareness of what might be going on and get them to kind of understand it and get them to enroll in it. And so that's what realignment is all about. And that's developing new strategies, setting new priorities, and getting people aligned to go in a different direction. And then the last one, the final S, is sustaining success. And this one is actually pretty straightforward. You have a part of your business that is really just doing fine, and it's growing, and there doesn't seem to be too many threats to it, and it's working great. And the good news is you can kind of ignore it. I mean, make sure you check in on it, but ultimately, that one you don't have to focus on so much. So this is the STARS model, and it's designed to help you assess when you come into a new situation. And by the way, if you've been in your situation for a while, you can use this to help you prioritize your work for the next 90 days anyway, right? Even if you're not new to the role, you could look at it and say, what part of my business or my responsibilities are in what area? And that will help me determine what strategy I need to use. Do I need to act fast? Do I need to slow way down? Am I dealing with denial or am I dealing with despair? Those are two different things. Am I dealing with excitement or am I dealing with overwhelm? When you understand the emotional context, that helps you know how to tailor what you're trying to do. Okay, so that's the second tool, and the final tool I'm going to give you in the next video. Look forward to seeing you there.